And what that looks like is a classic silver mirror on the inside of your test tube, or if you do it on a big scale, on the inside of a flask. It actually used to be made, when people used to make mirrors, that used to be how they make it, because it deposits an extremely even film of silver onto the surface. Okay, disaccharides. Now, just to tell you as well, the question on carbohydrates, for you guys, it's like 95% chance it's going to be a monosaccharide. So that's where you're spending the bulk of your effort, is getting all of that terminology down, making sure you understand the intramolecular nucleophilic addition and mutarotation. But this is just to indicate how we can take those monosaccharides and relate it to the polymeric chemistry. So we're now looking at two monomers joined together. We can see over here a simple monosaccharide unit, down this other end another monosaccharide unit, so this then is a disaccharide. Sucrose is a classic example. We've taken glucose and fructose, which we saw before were both hexose sugars, and we've then formed a dimer from them. That dimer is formed by removing water, so this is an example of a condensation reaction. Another example is lactose, and lactose then we're taking galactose, which is a different six-membered sugar, and glucose, and we're condensing them together. The oxygen carbon, you remember, was called a glycoside, so in this case the bond between C1 on this monosaccharide and C4 on this monosaccharide is called a glycoside bond. So when we make larger carbohydrates, it's the nature of the bonding between the monosaccharide units that helps you to sort of label what type of polysaccharide you're looking at. So lactose then is found in human milk and in cow's milk. Babies then have got the appropriate enzyme for breaking down lactose. The breaking down of this relies on the fact that you need an enzyme to take the glycoside bond here and break it to release the monosaccharide. So we have the enzyme sucrase. Remember, A's indicates an enzyme. So sucrase then is the enzyme that we use to break down sucrose. Babies then have got heaps of the enzyme lactase, which is able to break down lactose. You find though that as you age, the amount of lactase that you've got floating around in you decreases, and so lots of people have got this lactose intolerance problem. That's about the fact that they don't have enough lactase to break down the lactose that's present in a large intake of cow's milk in your diet. Okay, so we cut that stuff.